First of all, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlai Shimon Bhaktivedanshi, Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shila Gurudev, Nitlai Shimon Bhaktivedanshi, Vam Gosai Maharaj Shila Gurudev, to entire Upanakariya Guru Varga, to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and everyone else present. So the question asked by the Vaishnavas is, there is that famous shloka in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is describing the qualities of a sadhu. So sadhu means one who is in connection with that sattvastu. What is that sattvastu? That is Sandini Shakti itself. That is Baladev Prabhu himself, who is Akanda Guru Tattva, the undivided principle of Sri Guru. So he is sadhu, who is in relationship with that sattvastu. So therein, Krishna says that Apijet Sudaracharo Bhajate Mamananyabak Sadhureva Samantavya. So in this way, here and the next verse is Shitram Bhavati Dharma. So there, Krishna, he tells Arjun that anyone who one-pointedly worships me, Vajatema Mananya Bhak, one-pointedly worships me, even if he engages in some, not just Durachar, but Sudurachar. So here you see, there is Sadachar and Durachar. So what is the meaning of Achar? Achar here means is proper etiquette, proper moral conduct, proper religious principles. So if you look up this wisdom library, this website, you'll see all these definitions there. Like more than 400,000 entries there. So here you see there is achar. There, this is proper religious moral conduct. And then there is sadachar. So sadachar means this, there is this adjective which is added there, which is extremely religious conduct, good conduct. And then the opposite of that, the antonym of that is durachar. So durachari. So durachar means wicked conduct, which is opposed to religious principles, immoral conduct, which is opposed to the etiquette of society, the conduct of society. And then if you say there is sudurachar, so there is the superlative degree, which is su. No, like we say, like sometimes we use this su to emphasize more. So here there is sudurachar. So here means one who's even he performs wicked deeds to a greater extent. So here Krishna is saying in the Gita that Abhijay sudurachar bhajate maam ananya bhak. But he says there, he says that if he worships me one pointedly, then he is still to be considered as a sadhu. There is no second doubt about this. Why? Because he is engaged in my one-pointed worship. So here we see that some devotees may use this as an excuse. That, oh, Krishna is saying this in the Gita, so I can do as I wish and behave as I want. But in the end of the day, I am a sadhu. So he may think like this. Now, first of all, we have to consider that one of the greatest offenses to the holy name is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. So if one devotee keeps doing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name, then actually he's a namaparadhi. And sometimes we see that this act of sudurachar, it happens because of one's previous impressions from previous lives, not from this life. From previous lives it sometimes happens. So therefore sometimes it is out of his hand. He cannot control. Under certain circumstances, these some things are bound to happen, which are like not properly in line with his devotional practices. And the most celebrated example of this we see is Billamangal Thakur. Now we see, Billamangal Thakur, he is one-pointed devotee of Krishna. But still we see that in his life he was attached to Chintamani. So much so that he left his, even when his father died, he didn't perform the Antim Sanskar also, the final rites for his father. Immediately he left. In the middle of the night he tried seeing her, but then he fell on the ground. And then Chintamani chastised him, saying, if you only had so much attachment for Krishna, your life would have been successful. So then these words, they pierced his heart like an arrow. And then when he was on his way to Vrindavan again, the same impressions from his previous lives again appeared. Where we see again, there was this lady drawing water from a well. But then again, he looked at her and he again became attracted. And then anyhow, what did he do then? Because he was Ananya Nishtha. Because his Nishtha was one-pointed and unbroken, immediately he realized what he was doing. And then he took two hairpins and he pierced his eyes. So there we see his Nishtha there. His Eka Nishtha. There we see how one-pointed he was. Immediately he gouged his eyes out and then he proceeded on his way to Vrindavan. And even when Radha and Krishna gave him darshan, no, it seemed Krishna himself, when he appeared with Srimati Radhika, when Billamangal Thakur could not see, Krishna himself was actually telling him that, Radharani, don't go near him. He's right there. He'll catch your feet. He'll catch your feet. This way, actually, Krishna was implying to Billamangal Thakur that catch hold of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. Saying, don't go near him. Immediately, Billamangal Thakur sensed Radharani was there. He caught her lotus feet then. And then they even gave him this Divya Drishti, divine vision. But then immediately after he had their darshan, he said, oh, please take these eyes out. After having seen you, I don't wish to see anything else of this world. So this is how faith he had. This is the faith, the strong, unflinching faith that he had in Radha and Krishna, that he did not care for any other worldly beauty of this world. Therefore, he is like the example of this verse. And we see also in Mahaprabhu's Leela, there are so many personalities like that. And we see who are the best examples? Jaga and Madai. We see that Jaga and Madai also, it seemed that they were also, at first it seemed they were not sadhus. They were asadhus. And we see, that they committed, there was no sinful activity that they did not commit. They did everything. But still in the end they were forgiven for all their offenses. And then why? Because this was because of their ananyata, their one-pointedness in the service of Mahaprabhu. And in the end also we see that Madai was still feeling very repentful in heart, because he felt that the Nadiyavasis, he had caused them so much pain. So he wanted to seek forgiveness from the core of his heart. So then Nityananda Prabhu told him, all right, you go to the bank of the Ganga, you make a nice bathing ghat there, and any resident of Navadvip who comes to bathe there, you wash his feet, sprinkle that water on your head, and then you make sure that they have their bath very comfortably. And this way you arrange for their comfort there. And this way, this is your service to all the Vaishnavas, Navadvip Vasis. And this is how they did their service. So we see that although in their previous lifetime they did many, many things which are opposed, still we see in their present lifetime, what we have to consider is their present status. In their present day lives, they have completely changed. Why? Because of their one-pointedness towards Krishna. Because they were so one-pointed towards him that anyhow, whatever lapses were seen, like those lapses were forgiven. So in this way, we must not ever think that once sadhu has done something, that he has fallen down. This is not for us to judge actually. We must be very careful. Gurudev said, you must be very careful about certain things. Like we see, during Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's time, there was one brahmachari. He was a very good sevak. So then what happened? He was a very good sevak in Chaitanya Math, but he became entangled with a lady. This brahmachari. He became entangled with a lady. And then the other devotees found out, the other brahmacharis, and they made him leave the temple. Saying like, you're doing this, no, you have to leave. So then anyhow, he did not want to leave Prabhupada, but he left. And then when Prabhupada found out, he became very unhappy, what had happened. He said that really, why didn't you see the good thing in him? The good thing in him was that he was engaged one-pointedly in his services. But then anyhow, because of some unforeseen circumstances, previous sanskars, because we see that our present devotional lives are not just our like present sanskars. We think that we are presently doing all these things, like observing Navada Bhakti, nine limbs of devotion, Panchada Bhakti, the five limbs of devotion, Trivida Bhakti, three limbs of devotion, Shravan Kirtan Smaran. And then we see in our temple, especially Ekada Bhakti, so much. Like we see Kirtan, Vaishnavas emphasize so much, because this Kirtan is the only means in Kali Yuga. So here we see that we are getting so many present impressions from performing these limbs of devotion. But we don't know who we were in our previous lives, no. But still, nonetheless, even though we don't know who we were in our previous lives, those sanskaras are still carrying on in our present lives also. Like we feel we, there are certain instincts in us which are not from our present lives, which are from our previous lives. So this way, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he told the brahmacharis there, that why did you make him leave? No. So then anyhow, he told Haigriva Brahmachari. Gurudev himself, he speaks this story. He told Haigriva Brahmachari that, oh, Haigriva Brahmachari now, who's Bhakti Dait Madhava Goswami Maharaj, you go and look for this person, where he is. Wherever he is, you go look for him. So then, Haigriva Brahmachari, he went looking for this Brahmachari. And when he went looking for him, he went looking all over the nearby places there. Since the mutt was in Mayapur, there is Krishnanagar there. There is Vardhaman, there is Bandel, Deogar, you know, in Bengal, so many places there. So he went looking everywhere. And there he found this Brahmachari working in a watch factory. So then Haigriva Brahmachari, he told this Brahmachari, what are you doing here? He said, what can I do? They chased me out of the temple. And now see my situation now, how I'm suffering, he said. Suffering in this watch factory, I'm working here day and night. And whatever little money, I cannot even maintain myself. Some food they're giving me, I'm eating. And he was weeping as he was saying that, oh, this is how my life has become. Completely destroyed. So immediately Haigriva Brahmachari said, come, Prabhupada is calling you. Took him to meet Prabhupada. Prabhupada was so happy, embraced him. And he forgave him also for that, for those transgressions. So we see that even if something happens, some fall down, no, we should never judge. This is one of the greatest mistakes we make. We end up judging. And then what happens? That same fault will enter our hearts also. So we see that he became very repentful in heart. If one is really a sadhu, even if something happens, then he will become very repentful in his heart, saying, what happened? Why did I do this? Alas, this was so unbefitting. This, no, sadhu savdan, they say, must always be careful. Why did I do this? Immediately he'll pray for forgiveness. And as soon as he prays for forgiveness from the core of his heart, if his prayer is genuine and sincere, it is said that he is already forgiven actually. He prays genuinely from the core of his heart. And the next is only like formalities, like he has to like be more, like next time in his, he should be more careful. So this way we must always think from this aspect, that we are not masters to chastise. That the Vaishnavas, our Guru Varga, they can chastise and correct that person. But not us. No, like the Vaishnavas, they tell us that story in Devananda Gaudiya Math. Once there was this person who was a thief previously. And when he joined Devananda Gaudiya Math, what would he do? Because he was a thief in his previous life, he could not control that habit of stealing from others. So whatever belongings the others would have, what would he do? He would take those belongings from one room and keep them in another room. Before everyone would wake up, before Mangalarati, he would exchange all their belongings. So then when the brahmacharis and sannyasis would wake up in the morning, they'd see that, Where are our clothes? Where are our other belongings? They'd look all around the temple. They'd find them in other places. Who's doing this? Who's doing this mischief? So one day Gurudev, as we know, he was a police officer. He said, I'll stay awake all night and I will see. So then Gurudev, what did he do? He stayed awake the whole night. And the next morning before Mangalarti, he was seeing, who is this person doing this mischief? No, so then he was... This Gurudev was also tiptoeing along with this person. So this way, this person, he was stealing from one room to another. Then Gurudev immediately caught him in the middle of the night. He caught his hand, saying, who are you? And then he saw it was a brahmachari in the temple. So why are you doing this? Then immediately he started like falling at the feet of Gurudev, weeping, like, oh, this is my habit. No, they say habit is second nature. They say, no, this is like what? I cannot control myself. I have to steal, so I do this. What can I do? So then Gurudev had so much mercy for him. Immediately took him to meet Param Gurudev. And this brahmachari fell at the feet of Param Gurudev also. And he started weeping so much, saying, what to do? This is my disease, my nature. And Param Gurudev heard his prayers. And then Param Gurudev's heart melted actually. He said, from now on, you will never have this habit. He blessed him. Because you have said that you have this problem, now onwards, I bless you. You'll never have this problem ever again in your life. And then that devotee, he became a great devotee in his life. Because he was blessed by our Guru Varga. No, like we see even the Vaishnavas, they tell us that one story. That once Gurudev was in Mathura. And there was this one brahmachari who was very repentful in his heart because he still had some connections with his previous ashram, with his previous family. So unlike some of us, he was he fell at the feet of Gurudev and he begged for forgiveness. He begged for like this thing, saying, "Oh Gurudev, what can I do? I'm very attached to my family." Then this, that. He fell at the feet of Gurudev weeping. Then Gurudev, again his heart melted, said, "Okay, you will be free of this anartha heat," and he blessed him. So this way we see there are so many such instances the Vaishnavas, they tell us about. They told us over the years. So this way we see that we have this anartha in our hearts. We genuinely, if any sadhu has this, no, it means one who is one-pointedly engaged in this bhajan. What is this ananya nishtha? Means nishtita bhakti, which is characterized by this paramarthiki shraddha. That, like Haridas Thakur says, no, where even my body is cut into many pieces, anyhow I will not stop chanting Harinam. So one has that nishtha in his heart, then he is a sadhu, and even if some fall down happens, he is forgiven. Krishna himself is saying this. But there are some who are not even attained that stage of bhakti. They commit many offenses and they say that, "Oh, Krishna has forgiven me because I am sadhu." So we see, first of all, a Vaishnava will never call himself a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava will say that the entire world is a Vaishnava, or everyone else in the world is a Vaishnava except me. He will never call himself a Vaishnava. So one is already calling himself a Vaishnava and he's saying, "I am a sadhu, so Krishna has to forgive me." Then we see that the shortcoming is already there, that he's calling himself a sadhu. He's calling himself a Vaishnava. So there itself we see the anartha is there. That pride is there. So therefore when he's doing this again and again, then it's actually nama prad. Then we see there is no ananya bhakti there. There is no ananya nishtha there. And he'll have to suffer for his offenses there. When he's doing all that, then immediate operation then we see. You know, like, can we say Ramchandra Khan was like this ananya bhakta? First we see he committed offenses to Haridas Thakur by sending prostitute, trying to make him fall down. And then when Nityananda Prabhu came, he did the same thing also to Nityananda Prabhu, saying, "You are all cowards, don't come here to Durga Mandap, go there," he said, "where the Goshala is." So can we say that he is Ananya Bhak? What happened to him then? Was he forgiven? The Muslims came, destroyed everything in his village, and ate cow meat there, ate beef there. So was he like this? Never. No, but still we see in other cases, they were forgiven. Especially we see in Mahaprabhu's Leela, so many such cases, they were all forgiven. If they genuinely prayed to Mahaprabhu, no? Like we see Chand Kazi also. He also did so many things, he was forgiven. Because ultimately he had that nishtha in Mahaprabhu. So this way we see that this verse is actually for someone who is in the stage of not less than Ashakti. This verse, actually, we see. Not less than Ashakti also. So we see that in the stage of Bhav, one can never fall actually. Even if in some extraordinary cases one falls down from the stage of Bhav, it is only to show the world that you must be very careful. Like Jadabharat, he was in the stage of Bhav, but he apparently fell down. But actually that was for instructing us and not for anyone else. No, so we must, even Chitraketu Maharaj also was in the stage of Bhav. So how did he become Vritrasur then? It was only to instruct us. So therefore, as sadhaks, as aspiring spiritual practitioners, first of all, we must be careful to avoid that fall down in the first place. We must be very careful in our everyday lives. But we see that most of our cases, we cannot control ourselves. No, like something unforeseen sometimes is bound to happen. So therefore, at all times, we must be praying to the Vaishnavas, to our Guru Varga, saying, "Oh, ekaki amar nahi paye bal, harinam sankirtane. Tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deho Krishna naam dhane." This is our only mantra. Eka ki amar nahi payabal. No, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings. Kabe he no kripa labiye jana kritartha hoibe natha shakti buddhihin ami ati din karo more atma satha. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi paye tumara karuna pabo. Then kandiya kandiya tumara naam. So here we see that there also he is playing Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya and pranana rakhibo ar in this way. This is our only mantra. Or else how can we protect ourselves in this line of sadhan? Do we even have little strength? On our own, how much can we go? Nothing, we see. Like I speak for myself all, like mostly. We see that we don't have any strength. No, just nothing we have. Any moment we can perish. This is the thing in bhajan, any moment we can perish. Therefore, we see like One devotee, this this Mukunda Dutt Prabhu, who is the head pujari in ISKCON, he came to meet the Vaishnavas a few days before for Gurudev's Tirupati, Vaman Maharaj Vyas Puja. He was recollecting, this Mukunda Dutt Prabhu, that the first time he had darshan of Gurudev was in 1986, something he said, in ISKCON. Gurudev used to come and speak for Swami Maharaj's Tirubhavtithi in Kartik. So there he said, I don't remember everything Gurudev spoke, but he said, I remember 2 points that Gurudev spoke, he said. The first point was that the Samadhi was not yet finished, Swami Maharaj. So Gurudev was very concerned. He said, you have to finish the Samadhi, he said. And the second point that Gurudev said was, Gurudev looked at all the sannyasis there and he said, sannyasis should be austere, he said. He said, sannyasis should not be used to luxury, he said. And then he said, these words struck him. And then he saw by his own eyes that those words of Gurudev came true, he said. He saw so many sannyasis, they fell away, this, that. So therefore, this danger is always there. So therefore, on our own, we have no strength. So we can only pray that the Vaishnavas, they're an ocean of mercy, an ocean of compassion, that they save us. Or else, in one moment, we'll be blown away like dust. When there's a strong gust of air, that's it. All dust gets blown away. In one moment, just be blown away to the other side of the world. Therefore, we can only pray the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas that they always protect us. This is our only hope, our only shelter. No other means, no other means. There's no other means there as well. So, vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindhuvevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂದಸ್ಯ ಗಿನಂಗನಶಲಾಕ್ಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯ ತದಾಲಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತನ್ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವರಂ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪನುಗಪ್ರವರಂ ವ್ರಜರಸರಸಿಗಂ ಚ ನಿರಾಯಣಂ ತಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಂ ವಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುವೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀ ವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತಬೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೈ ಸಸ್ತಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್ಸ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ श्री परम राधितम गुरु पार पद्म विष्णु पार स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोसाई महाराज गुरुदेव सेकंड लाइफ ऑफ माय सस्तंग एंड वर्पनाम थाउजेंड ऑफ टाइम्स लॉर्ड स्वीट ऑफ माय श्री रूपानुग गौरी गुरुवर्ग एंड ऑफ माय सस्तंग एंड वर्पनाम एंड टू ऑल द सिंबल वैष्णव वैष्णवीज द वैष्णव रेजिंग द क्वेश्चन दैट समवन इज अ दुराचारी दैट ही इज डूइंग दुराचार देन इज इट पॉसिबल फॉर अ दुराचारी टू बिकम अनन्य One pointed to Krishna. And is it that if someone is doing bhajan but he some durachara is seen in him, then what is his position? Is it that such people are to be rejected? And how can the jiva then finally how can he attain this ananyata? How can he give up this durachara? So the question is been revolving around this slok from the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Api cha suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhu reva samantavya samyag vyavasito hisa kshipram bhavati dharmatva shashvak shankti nigachati kaunteya pati janihi name bhakta pranashyati. So here Krishna is saying that if someone is a very, not only a durachari but sudurachari, doing extremely wrong things, Gurudev, in his commentary to this verse, he quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, here, sudurachar means the worst kind of crime, like rape, murder, killing one's guru, killing one's mother, father even. He's not talking about some small fall down. He's talking about it very, like the worst of the worst. Then, but Krishna is saying, even if such a person is my Ananya Bhakta, then you have to accept him as a sadhu. So, we can see that normally there are duracharis, just plain duracharis. Like you can see there are karmis, vishais, abhaktas, so many kinds of people. They're doing all kinds of durachar, all kinds of sinful activities. And for them, the process to attain, to give up these duracharis, there's two ways. One way is that slowly, like it's described in Jiva Dharma, like the material world is described to be like an anvil. And the jivas are being beaten on this anvil of maya. And when they get beaten, suffer so much so far, then slowly they begin to turn themselves towards the Lord. They begin to inquire. They call out to the Lord, O Krishna, O Bhagavan, please save me. And slowly, a desire, their bahir mukata, they begin to become unmuk. And it's a very long process. Then they attain some sukriti, then come into sadhu sangha, and this way they slowly. The other way is to attain some special mercy by any great Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. This is called Bhagavat Prasad Agya. If a great, some mercy is attained in our previous lives and some is attained in this life. So generally you will see, if someone is an Ananya Bhakta and there's some Durachari in him, there must be that from previous lives he must have so much bhajan, like this samskar in him. But due to some fault from his previous lives, like Rupa Goswami describes, dristva sabhava janitai vapusha cha doshai na prakritatta miha bhakta janasya pasyad gangam basam nakalu budbuda pena pankai brahma dravatam apagachati nira dharma. Just like the Ganga is transcendental. But sometimes you see in the Ganga there is foam, there's some sticks and like debris floating in it, even sometimes dead body floating in Ganga, but still the Ganga is transcendental. It never loses its transcendental nature. So therefore one should not look at the faults that arise in the body of a Vaishnava in his nature. Rupa Goswami says, this verse we should apply to ourselves in the sense that we should see all Vaishnavas in this way. But if we think, if we try to apply Apichitudachara verse to ourselves, then there will be some fault. Oh, I am doing durachar, but I am sadhu at the same time. No, this instruction by Rupa Goswami we can apply. We should honor and respect all Vaishnavas in that way. Like Ashtavakra Rishi, you see, his body was twisted in 8 places. And when he walked into the assembly of Janak Maharaj, everyone began laughing. Then he began laughing even louder, so loud that they all became quiet. They said, "Oh, why are you laughing?" He said, "I thought I came into an assembly of great learned scholars and great learned personalities, but now I realize coming to an assembly of cobblers." Cobbler means someone who works with leather shoes. You're only seeing this leather, the skin on my body, and you're seeing my faults, therefore but you cannot see the Atma inside. Therefore you have no realization, therefore I am laughing. Then Janak Maharaj immediately got down from his throne, put Ashtavakrishi on his own throne, washed his feet and worshipped him and inquired from him. So there's this, for Durachari Vyakti, so then the only real way is there must be some sadhu sangha. But even then, still, it is Prahlad Maharaj, he said that in this verse, he said, Matirna Krishna Parato Satova Mitobi Padyeta Grihavratanam Adanda Gobi Vishatam Namisham Punas Punas Charvita Charvananam. He said, even if they try themselves, they cannot be purified. Even with the help of others, they cannot. How is it possible? Then he said, Naisham Matistava Urukamangri Sprishatya Nartapagama Mahapara Rajovishekam Nishkinchanana Venita Yavat. Only if they bathe themselves in the footsteps of any great Vaishnav, that means they take shelter of a Vaishnav. That means sincerely take shelter, then it's possible that they may change. Otherwise, there's no way. We can see in the life, there's actually, when you think about this verse, Apichet Sudhuraj, where there's some examples, it's not so easy to find. For instance, Ajamil, for instance, he was a Brahmana. So he wasn't really Ananya Bhakta in that sense. He was dharmic, he would perform some dan, punya, all these things. Then he became attracted to prostitute. But then again, by Narada Rishi's mercy, he chanted Namabhas and he changed. So it's not the ideal example for this. And because we're talking about someone who is an Ananya Bhakta and at the same time he's doing Durachar. So if we look in Mahaprabhu's Leela, we can see there are some examples there. Like Vaninath Pattanayak, the brother of Gopinath Pattanayak, he was a tax collector. And he would collect so much money. But what did he do? These, of course, are the eternal associates of Sachinanda and Gaurahari. So maybe Vaishnava will correct me if I'm wrong. We cannot apply these verses to Parikas of Mahaprabhu. But they are showing some pastime of some misconduct and behavior for our benefit. So this Vaninath is described that he would take the money, then he would spend it. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that he was spending on dancing girls, he's spending on this and that, so many things. Then finally, what happened? Then he was the King Prataparudra, his son, he went to collect the tax. And he didn't have money, so he went to confiscate his horses. So while he was confiscating the horses, he was putting a lower price on the horse. He was saying, oh, this horse is only worth this much. And then Vaninath, he said, my horses, their heads are always straight like this. They don't keep their heads down. Because the prince, he had a habit, his head was always, he was lowering his head. So when the prince heard that, he became very angry and he ordered him, arrest him and put him on the changa. Changa is they put a sword in the ground and then you sit on the sword and it slowly enters into your backside and then you bleed to death and you die. So when Vaninath was in the prison, then all the associates were going to Mahaprabhu. Oh, please save him, now put him on the changa. Then Mahaprabhu said, why he has stolen the money from the king? Why he's not paid taxes? He should be punished. This is wrong. But they keep on coming to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, if you keep bothering me, I'm going to leave from this place. I will not stay here. I'll go far away from here. So then they dropped it. They did not pursue it anymore. But then, I think it was Ramananda Rai or Sarvam Bhattachari or Kashimishra, one of them, they went to King Prataparudra. And then King Prataparudra said, oh, I didn't know about this. Then immediately he ordered, oh, cancel the execution. And then that Vaninath, he was brought in front of King Prataparudra. He said, Rai, Bhavananda and his five brothers. They are considered to be actually incarnations of the five Pandavas. Bhavananda is Pandu and Ramananda Rai is said to be like, he's Vishaka Sakhi, but also in this case he's said to be Arjun. So each of them, they are one Pandava. So he brought him and what did the king do? He doubled his salary and gave him more area. He said, you should collect more. You need to spend. I understand I'm increasing your, doubling your salary, but don't misspend. Pay the taxes. And this way he rewarded him. Then when Vaninath came and gave so many official pranams to Mahaprabhu and gave everything, then Mahaprabhu he forgave him and was happy. Then Mahaprabhu asked, what were you doing before the time you were going to offer it onto the changa? I was chanting Harinam. Then how were you chanting? How were you counting? Then someone pointed out, oh, he was scratching his body. Whenever he would chant one name, he would scratch his body. And they showed his body was full of scratches for all the holy name he was chanting. So this is the same, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and by the mercy of Harinam, then he was freed from that situation. And then after that, he did not spend, misuse the money or anything. It is also said, Shivananda Sen also, when ultimately he had a worker, a Muslim worker, he used to beat the worker too much. And that later he became the Hussein Sa, the Emperor of Bengal. Then the queen told him, oh, he saw the scratch marks on his body. Who has beaten you like this? Oh, when I was a child, I used to do very nonsense activities. I was very naughty. My master used to beat me. Who was that? Shivananda Sen. Said, you should punish him. Oh, Subuddhi Rai. Sorry, Subuddhi Rai. You should punish this Subuddhi Rai. So he made him Muslim. Took water and sprinkled on him. For a Hindu, if you make a Muslim, it's like death, equal. No one except you in Hindu society after that. So then he went to the Brahmana Subuddhi Rai. Then they said, you have to drink hot ghee. This is your only prayaschitta. What does it mean? How can you drink hot boiling ghee? That means you have to give up your life. Then he came to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said no. Said that, Suchi deep angdi nam agni. That nam is like a brilliant fire that burns away Kali Kalmasanasa. It destroys all the impurities of Kali Yuga. He said that just by chanting Harinam, this will be your prayaschitta, this will be your atonement. And this way, then he ordered him to go to Braj Mandal, perform Vaishnav Seva there. He would provide dahi for the Bengali Vaishnavs who would come and residence for them to stay. And this way he would serve the Vaishnavs in Braj Mandal and he would chant the holy names. And this was his atonement. So really, in Kali Yuga, the only atonement is Harinam. And that Harinam has to be heard in the association of a pure Vaishnav. Without hearing it from the association of a pure Vaishnav, then that Nam will not have effect. This is the Paramupai. This is the only way that we can atone for our offenses in this age of Kali. We have to weep and cry, and while chanting the holy names, in the association of the Vaishnavas, begging for their forgiveness. Then it's possible that this durachar, our anartha, everything, it can go. Otherwise, it's not possible to go. There are some other examples, like Kala Krishnadas. He was attracted by gypsies, and then the gypsy, they wanted to marry him. The Mahaprabhu, he went into the camp of the gypsy, pulled him by the sikha and pulled him out. But then, for his punishment, then what did he do? He sent him to Sachimata in Navadvip. Said, you have to reside there. Because he was sent by Nityananda Prabhu with him originally when he was traveling. Because Nitya had sent him, therefore, actually, Kala Krishnadas is one of the Dwadasa Gopals. So then he sent him where? He determined to stay in Navadvip, serve Sachimata. And then by this Vaishnav Seva, Vishnupriya Sachimata, by the association, by the service, that Vaishnav Seva, then everything that apparent fault would be cleansed. Chota Haridas, we see, Mahaprabhu is very, very strict with him. It is said that, Yadi Gaurangara, Yadi Piriti Chaya Rakite Gaurangara Sane, Chota Haridas Kata Taka Janamane. If you want to maintain any kind of love and affection with Gauranga, then always remember the Kata of Chota Haridas. And there we see that because of a small fault, actually there Vaishnava gave so many reasons, because he was being independent, no Anugatya, he was begging this good rice. Also, this was for Bhagavan Das, whose brother had some influence with Mayavada Association also. And also because he went to Madhavi Devi's house, and he said that Madhavi Devi, she had a young maidservant there also, and independently he went there to beg, then there was some fault there. Then ultimately, then Mahaprabhu rejected him. And then after 1 year, then Chota Haridas gave up his life. But then that Chota Haridas, he would come in the form of a Gandharva, and he would sing to Mahaprabhu. So in Mahaprabhu didn't really reject him in that sense. Externally he rejected him, but his service, because he was Ananya, his service continued always. Chota Haridas never gave up his service. Always he was serving Mahaprabhu even in his Gandharva form. He was singing to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu on the bank of the Puri ocean, he would listen. So in this way you can see that for someone is Ananya, then their service, their bhajan, it will not stop. A real Durachari Vakti, what will happen? If he does Durachari, then all his bhajan, everything will stop. He will not do bhajan in bhakti. But someone who is Ananya Bhakti, it may be for a short time he did some durachar, but then because of his Ananya Bhakti, then very quickly he will give up that. It won't last long. Very soon he will give up all that durachar. By the power of his Ananya Bhajan, by the power of his Ananya Bhakti, by the association of the Vaishnavas. And then he will become clean and pure. So this was, we can see in the life of Chota Haridas there. Also, even in recent times, I don't want to mention any names, but we can see there was one Vaishnava Acharya. He had a disciple. That disciple was a brahmachari first. Then that brahmachari, then ultimately he left his brahmachari, he fell down with a lady. Then that acharya brought him back and gave him sannyas. Then he was sannyasi for some time, then again he left because he got married. Then a second time again he brought and pulled him back and made him acharya of his mission. So we can see that the power of bhajan, the power of bhakti is so powerful. It is, the Vaishnava kripa is, we cannot understand how merciful the Vaishnavas, how much kripa they have. And it is far outweighs any kind of durachar, any kind of misbehavior that might apparently be there in the Vaishnava, because it is only for temporary time. In this song by Sanatan Das, he said, Guru Vikriya Yadi Dekao, he said in his bhajan, he said, if you see any misconduct in Sri Guru, don't criticize, don't judge. Why this is? In Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami said, if even your guru has committed something wrong, then you should not leave your guru. You should. Why? Because he may be ananya, then he may change. But if guru is against bhajan and bhakti, he's creating obstacles for your bhajan and bhakti, then that guru, Jiva Goswami says, you should give up that guru at once. So there are many considerations, there are many things. Ultimately, only by sincerely being under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, praying to them, crying for their mercy, chanting Harinam, repenting, then it's possible that our durachar in the form of this bahirmukhata, this avagya, all our misconduct, this can go. There's no other way, and we have to sincerely try to follow in the footsteps of the Vaishnavas, then anything may be possible. So if we can hear something of these conclusions from the lotus mouth of the Vaishnavas, then we may be enlightened and really understand what is this process. Vancha kalpatrubhyasya kipasindubhyavacha vidhanam pavinu vaishnavibhyano.
शिष्य बने उन लोगों को देखकर काम कराया, जितना करना था मंदिर बनाना, चोरी करना, सामान लूट के लाना, देखना, फिर उन लोगों को लेकर समुद्र में लेकर मार दिया। यदि ये आचार्य जो गुरु होकर शिष्य को मार देता है तो ये दुराचार, भाई शिष्य को गुरु होकर शिष्य को मार दिया तो दुराचार है एक नंबर। तो फिर किंतु ऐसा मत सोचो, वो तो अनन्य है। अच्छा, और फिर दूसरा देखो, अर्जुन को कृष्ण बोलना है, अर्जुन देखो ये जो भीष्म पितामह, द्रोणाचार्य, कृपाचार्य, ये जो ये लोग तुम्हारे सामने लड़ने के लिए आया है, हैं? और द्रोणाचार्य भीष्म पितामह उनके सेनापति बन गए और तुमको मारने के लिए बंदूक लेकर तीर दोनों कमान लेकर तैयार है, हैं? और तुम क्या कहोगे उसको? वो मेरे को भी मार रहा है, मेरे सिर में खून बहा दिया, तो इनको क्या कहोगे? भक्त कहोगे या असुर कहोगे? ये तो अनन्य भक्त है मेरा, और फिर मुझसे लड़ रहा है, भगवान से ही लड़ रहा है, और भगवान को बाण ऐसे मार रहा है कि भगवान खुद सहन नहीं कर पा रहे हैं, और अर्जुन को भी मार रहा है सबको। यदि कोई अनन्य भक्त है, यदि कोई गलती कर देता है, ये गलती किसके लिए कर रहा है? भगवान की प्रीति के लिए। उनको साधु समझो, जो भगवत प्रीति के लिए नहीं करके अपने संतुष्टि के लिए भगवान के नाम पर अपराध करता है, नाम बोले पाप बुद्धि, मैं नाम भी करूँगा पाप भी करूँगा, तो नाम करने से हमारा ना पाप दूर हो जाएगा, ये सब अपराधी है। किंतु भगवान के लिए यदि कोई करता है, मन निमित्तम कृतम पापम अपि धर्माय कल्पति, जो अनन्य भक्त है, कभी समुद्र से क्या किया, लड़ाई कर रहा है, अनन्य भक्त है भगवान का, कृष्ण का, किंतु कैसे लड़ रहा है? भीम को भी बांध दिया, हैं? अर्जुन को भी, युधिष्ठिर गया तो, कृष्ण गया तो, सबको हरा दिया, हैं? किंतु तो क्या कहेंगे, ये तो भगवान के भक्त से लड़ रहा है, ये तो दुराचार है, तो करना नहीं चाहिए था, हैं? उनको तो बात देना नहीं चाहिए था। इधर लवकुश भगवान का अनन्य भक्त है, मतलब अपना प्रिय है, क्या कर लड़ रहा है? हनुमान को भी बांध दिया, मार करके हनु से राम लक्ष्मण भरत शत्रुघ्न किसी को नहीं छोड़ा। इधर राम आया तो राम से भी लड़ने को तैयार हो गया, ये दूर ऐसा कहेगा कि क्या कहेगा, किंतु अनन्य भक्तों के अंदर में यदि ऐसे को भी कुछ देखा जाता है वो भगवत प्रीति के लिए ही वो कार्य करता है, तो उसको तो साधु ही समझना चाहिए, उसमें हमारा समझने में बहुत मुश्किल हो जाएगा। किंतु जो लोग अनन्य नहीं है किंतु दुराचार भी करता है, इधर भक्तों के बेस भी मनाता है, वो उनको क्या कहेगा। इससे गीताजी में फिर दोबारा कहा, न्यविक्रमणा सोचति प्रत्यवयो न विद्यते सर्वमपि सर्वमस्य धर्मस्य त्रयातो महते भय। इतना भी जो धर्म का पालन करता है तभी मान भय से उसको पार करेगा। और क्या बोला, तक्ता सधर्मम चरणाम्बुजम हरे भजनो अपको पतित प्रतिजोगी ओभा अभद्रम अवधम सकिन भजतो आप तो सधर्म। तो जो सधर्म आत्मधर्म पालन करता है, भगवान का भजन करता है, यदि वो मर गया, पतित हो गया या गलत काम कर डाला, कुछ अन्याय कर डाला, तो आत्मधर्म जो पालन किया उसने वो नष्ट नहीं होगा, उसको ये कर्म भोगने के बाद उसको आगे उन्नति हो जाएगा, उसका पतन नहीं होगा। किंतु यदि भक्त है, अब अर्जुन है, कितने लोगों को मार डाला अपने, हैं अर्जुन ने किसको नहीं मारा, कर्ण को भी गला उतार दी, दुनिया के सबको, भीम ने क्या किया, धृतराष्ट्र के सौ बेटों को मार डाला, एक ही करके सबको मार डाला, कैसे हाथ उखड़ करके मार रहा है, कैसे मार रहा है गदा से, हैं बताओ, फिर उनको भक्त का हो गए कि क्या दुराचारी का हो गए, तो भाई भाई को मार डाला। इसलिए महाभारत युद्ध हुआ, युद्ध क्षेत्र में उनको बताया जा रहा है, तो यदि कोई दूर से देखेगा ये कैसे भक्त है भाई, ये क्या कर रहा है, किंतु उनका तो अनन्यता है, धर्म के लिए कर रहा है, भगवान के लिए कर रहा है, ये देखना पड़ेगा अनन्यता है कि नहीं। मुख्य बात है अनन्यता, यदि अनन्यता है, बाहरी कुछ करता है तो यह दुर्स्वभाव नहीं होगा उसको, क्यों मन निमित्तम है कृतम पापम अभी धर्माय कल्पते, किंतु भगवान के लिए नहीं है तो तुमका कर्मफल होगा, प्रारब्ध होगा, अप्रारब्ध होगा, उसका मुश्किल हो जाएगा, भोगना पड़ेगा उसको, किंतु भगवान के निमित्त होने से ये भोगना नहीं होगा, क्योंकि अपने लिए तो किया नहीं है, और अपने लिए करने से ही तो भोगना, तो साधु नहीं रहेगा। किंतु यदि भगवान के थोड़ा सा भी किया, फिर पूर्व प्रारब्ध कर्म दिशेष बाबा जनित या गंगाम्बश्रम ये सब कर कर बोलता है, उल्टा पुल्टा वक्र अष्टवक्र ऋषि या कोई भी और है तो ये होता है, तो उसको तो भगवान अनन्यता होने के कारण पूर्व कर्म फल से कुछ गलत कर दिया तो उसको तो क्षमा कर देंगे, उसको तो भोगना नहीं होगा। जैसे उदाहरण दिया प्रभुपाद जी ने, एक साधु चलते चलते किसी का सामान उठा लिया, वो आया था घर में रहने दिया, खाने पीने दिया, ठंडा का दिन कम्बल डम्बल दे दी, खिलाया पिलाया, तो जाते समय क्या किया, रात को जल्दी उठा, सुबह सुबह उठे करके उसका कम्बल टम्बल बांध करके उसका सोने का अंगूठी घड़ी फड़ी जो कुछ था जितना सामान और बांध बुन कर लेके चल दिया। ये लोग शुरू कर दिए, ये साधु को घर में रहने को दिया, खिलाया पिलाया, कम्बल दिया, सब कुछ दिया, ये साधु सुबह लेके भाग गया है, पकड़ो उसको पीछे वगैरह कर मिला नहीं, और वो साधु चलते चलते जल्दी गाँव पार कर और भी बहुत दूर चला गया। जब टट्टी अट्टी करके साफ सुथरा होकर नहा धो करके माला मंत्र करने लगे, सोचने क्या ले आया मैं, क्यों इसे ले आया, फिर वापस आया और गाँव के जैसे आने लगे, सब बोले मार इसको पकड़ ले, तो मालिक बोलते मत मारो आने दो, आया बोले ये सब सामान आपका है, मैं लेके चला गया था, ये वापस देने आया, क्यों ले गया, बोले यही मैं पूछने आया क्यों ले गया, आपके घर में मैं रात को रहा, आपका भोजन किया, आपका जो अन्न खाया ये अन्न आपका चोरी का अन्न है, वो अन्न खाने से मेरे अंदर चोरी की वृत्ति आ गई, इसलिए ये अन्न आप बदले कहाँ से लाया, तो बोले मैं तो व्यापारी हूँ, मेरे को कोई चोरी का सामान बेचने आया, मैंने खरीद लिया था आधा पैसे में और मैं घर में लाया, सब बड़े बड़े बासमती चावल दाल तेल घी, हाँ चोर लाया मेरे को आधा कीमत दे गया, मैं उसको लाके बनाया, आप आ गए आपको भी खिला दिया, हमने भी खाया, तो साधु खा करके सबसे तबीयत बदल गया, किंतु ये जो घर वाले उनको तो बदला नहीं है, क्यों? वो तो खुद चोर है, अब चोरी का खाया तो उसको क्या फर्क पड़े, साधु चोरी का खाया तो साधु को तो फर्क पड़ गया। इससे कभी कभी यदि साधु के अंदर में अनन्य भक्त के अंदर में कोई गलती देखा भी जाता है तो किसी बाइक कारण से है, नहीं तो कुछ पूर्वजन्म का कुछ संस्कार या कुछ ऐसे या भगवान के लिए करता है, हैं तो भगवान को गलत बोल दिया, साधु गलत बोल दिया, देव मार उसको, हाँ जान से मार डाला पिटते पिटते, तो क्या करोगे बोलो, उसको तो मार दिया। हाँ वो एक साधु थे सन्यासी कलकत्ता में, तो उसने दो शिष्य बोलते गुरु जी ये बदमाश है, ये बात नहीं सुनता, गलत करते ही गलत, पर मार उसको मार, और उसके ऐसे मारा मार करना तो मार के कुएं में डाल दिया, तो मर गया। पुलिस आया तो दोनों पूर्व शिष्य को जेल में ले गए, तो जेल में ले जाने से क्या अब तो अनन्यता का हानि हो जाएगा, ये भक्ति नष्ट हो जाएगा, किंतु कर्म प्रारब्ध हाँ सबको भोगना पड़ रहा है, इसलिए विचार करना पड़ेगा कि अनन्य है कि नहीं। हाँ अनन्य होने से यदि दुराचार दिखा जाता है उसमें, ये दुराचार सुदुराचार भी यदि दुराचार नहीं है, ये उनका और आगे सोने को तपाया जाता है तो सोना निखरता है, मतलब सब साफ सुथरा हो जाता है। ऐसे भक्तों के पास यदि कष्ट आता है, कलेश आता है, दुख आता है, दारिद्रता आता है, लाछन आता है, गमिया नाता है, तो ये नहीं समझना चाहिए इसको अनन्यता का हानि हो गया, अनन्यता और बढ़ते चले जाएगा, एक तरफ ये जाएगा। और दूसरी तरफ में यदि कोई कलेशी है किंतु भजन करना चाहता है और छोड़ नहीं पा रहा है, मजबूर हो गया, भगवान से प्रार्थना करता है, देखिए सच में मैं कैसा हूँ, मैं गलत काम नहीं छोड़ पा रहा हूँ, हाँ मुझे क्षमा कर दो, मुझे उद्धार कर, प्रार्थना करता है तो उसको प्रभु फटाफट सबसे आगे उद्धार कर लेते हैं। भगवान करना रह जाता है किंतु गलत काम करने वाला जल्दी उद्धार, क्यों? उनके अंदर प्रिपेंटेशन आ गया है, ऐसे विचार को देखना पड़ा। इसलिए मुख्य तो है अनन्यता, हरिनाम करता है, मंत्र करता है, चेष्टा करता है, प्रार्थना करता है, किंतु कर नहीं पाता है, फिर भी गलत हो ही जाता है, कभी मारपीट कर ली, कभी दूसरे दिन दुख के लिए आया, कुछ अन्याय किया तो उसको फिर क्या करोगे, किंतु भगवान उसको तो सबसे आगे उद्धार करके ले जाएंगे, तो भगवान का रोता है, प्रार्थना करता है, इसलिए। और उधर जो आचार्य रामानुज का बोला, मानो बाहर के लोग देख लो क्या बोलेंगे, अपने शिष्य को डुबो दिया, मार दिया, फेंक दिया, इतना गुरु के लिए किया है? और इधर देखो कुरेश को आँख दे दिया, वो चाहते थे इनको बदल नहीं सकते, कुरेश को तो उन्होंने अपना नेत्रदान दे दिया, इसको भी बदल सकते थे तो इसको मार कर दिया, किंतु नहीं, वो विचार को समझना बड़ा कठिन है, क्योंकि उनको भगवान के सेवा में सबसे पहले फेंक दिया। तो ऐसे बहुत विचार है, इसमें सबसे मुख्य चीज़ ये देखना है अनन्यता है, और ये प्राइमरी है और सेकेंडरी है, और वो सेकेंडरी चीज़ अपने आप ही चल रहा है, ठीक है। चलो बोलना चाहे बोलो,
the main consideration, the main point you have to see is ananyata. Whether that person really is one-pointed, engaged in trying to please the Lord or not. And he said, someone who is ananyata, and if any durachar is seen in them, then they'll be doing that durachar, it is somehow related for the Lord's pastime, for his doing it for his pleasure. Like the Pandavas, like said Ramanujacharya, first he gave an example, he had three disciples that would one, they would steal from all the money from all the kings and bring it to Ramanujacharya. They had three different cities. One was very small, one would walk in water, and one could see through the walls. So they would steal all the wealth from all these impious kings, give it to Ramanujacharya, and he built 108 Divyadesams temples all over South India. But finally then, after they did all that durachar, all that stealing and cheating, then Ramanujacharya took them to the middle of the ocean and he drowned them. Why? He has mercy on them. He wanted to give them this Bhagavad Prabhu, give them the attainment of the Lord. He sent them directly to the Vaikuntha. Then some of my question was, Ramanujacharya, he's also doing durachar now. He's also drowning, he's also killing his disciples. Occasionally done for the benefit of those disciples. And he didn't kill them, but he sent them to Vaikuntha for their perfection. So they were doing that Durachar, but for Bhagavan's seva. Whereas a real Durachari is doing it for his own pleasure, not for Bhagavan's seva. That's the difference. Ananyata, like the Pandavas, Arjuna is killing so many people. Bhima, he killed the 100 sons of Duryodhana, ripped the hands of Dushasana, drank his blood, ripped his chest open, drank his blood. So many things. So much you can see, oh, the Pandavas doing similar to Durachar. But they're doing it all for Krishna's pleasure. This is Dharma Yuddha, for the sake of Dharma. Therefore, it is not real Durachar. But externally it may seem like that. Outwardly people will say, oh, this is Durachar. They're doing it, they're killing, they're drinking blood, they're fighting, there's so many things. But reality is the desire of the Lord. So that is, because they are Ananya, there can be no fault, it cannot be there. But on the other hand, we can see that secondary, you can see that sometimes some fault arises due to some special cause or due to some nature. Like the example has been given by the Vaishnav, that one sadhu is staying in the house of one rich man, and he fed him and gave him blanket, everything nice. And in the morning when he left, he collected his items, but he picked up some gold jewelry that was there in the room and he ran off with it. Then everyone in the house, oh, the gold is stolen, this sadhu stole that gold, the sadhu stole everything. So that sadhu, he went some distance, and he stayed, and in the morning he passed stool and everything, urine, took bath, changed his clothes, sat down to chant mantra. After chanting his mantra, he looked, he said, oh, where did all this jewelry come? How did I bring it here? I must have brought it from that house. Then he took it all and came back to the house. When he came back to the village, they all wanted to beat him. But the owner said, don't beat him, don't think we'll find out why he has come back voluntarily. Let's ask him why he has come. So the sadhu, he said, he's very intelligent. He said, last night you fed me. He said that this kuchar you cooked or was it sponsored by someone? So actually it was sponsored by who? And then he said, who? This one merchant, he sponsored me, this gave me the grains and everything. So they called the merchant. And they asked the merchant, who, why you gave these grains? And he admitted, oh, there was one thief or prostitute. She's doing so much bad business, and she donated me all these things to feed sadhu, so I gave it to you to feed this sadhu. You see, we ate this, because he ate the food that was donated by this thief or this prostitute. Therefore, merely this nature temporarily came inside him. And then he temporarily committed this Durachar. But then, merely as soon as he had passed everything out of his system, then everything was alright. Why Bhishma Pitamaha is shooting arrows at Krishna, he's bleeding. He's attacking the Lord himself. This is not Durachar. Attacking the Pandavas, trying to kill them. And whole time he's siding with the Kauravas. Dronacharya, Bhishma Pitamaha, they're all siding with the Kauravas, but why? Are they Durachari's or are they Bhaktas? We know that Bhishma Pitamaha, he's one of the Mahajans, 12 Mahajans. How can he be a Durachari? But because he's doing this for the pleasure of the Lord. So that Ananyata is the main thing. We have to see, are they doing it for Krishna's pleasure or are they doing it for their own pleasure? And secondarily, we can see that sometimes due to some nature, due to some fault, then this Durachara may arise in the, may be seen in the character of a sadhu, but in reality, but because he is one point in Ananya, then that it will quickly go away. Whereas a real Durachari, then he will not be doing bhajan, he will continuously be acting and performing these activities. So the Vaishnavas were emphasizing this, that this we have to see. Whether they are Ananya or not, whether they are really doing Ananya bhajan. Ananya means not anywhere else, only one point is fixed to the Lord. Rupa Goswami says, who is Ananya? Krishnayati yasya giridam manisardhi eta dikshasichet bhajana. Dikshasichet pranati bhishta bhajanti misham shushushaya bhajana vigyam ananya nanya nindari sunyam ichita sangyala. Someone who is bhajana vigya is realizing performing bhajan, bhajadadhiti seva, he is performing transcendental service, he is very vigya, expert in that. Such a person, he considers to be ananya. Such a person you should offer your
pranati. गुरुदेव क्या कहते हैं? गुरुदेव कहते हैं मथुरा में, कहते हैं देखो, एक व्यक्ति बड़े कष्ट से अपने बेटे को पाला, पढ़ाया लिखाया, और वो क्या किया, उसका घर गृहस्थी बसा दिया, वो माँ बाप को भी छोड़ दिया, पत्नी को भी छोड़ दिया, बच्चे छोड़ दिए, अनाथ बच्चे माँ बाप बड़े बूढ़े आकर के साधु बन गए, संन्यास ले लिया, तो माँ बाप हार्ट अटैक हुआ कर लिए, कर रहे सुबह मर गए, मर रहे सड़ रहा है और दिखता भी नहीं जाता भी नहीं, और पत्नी रोते रोते पागल जैसे हो गए, बच्चे सड़क में बिल बिना रहे हैं, और वो निष्ठुर निर्दयी होकर के संन्यास लेके साधु बन गए। वो तो बस भगवान का भजन करता है, माला फिरता है और बड़े बड़े उपदेशक बन गया, और इधर ये लोग इतना कष्ट पा रहे। तो कहते हैं सम्मान दे भी जाने तो स्वादिष्ट है, सब जीवों के प्रति दया करना चाहिए, सम्मान देना चाहिए, आदर करना चाहिए। एक तरफ तो ये निष्ठुर निर्दय बन करके सबको छोड़ करके और सबको हत्यारा बन गया, और एक तरफ सारा जीवों को उपदेश दे रहा है, कथा कीर्तन कर रहा है, संन्यास ले लिया है, हैं भगवान की सेवा करता है, भजन करता है। तो ये क्या अनन्यता है भगवान का भजन? ये गुस्से के लिए तो मर्डर कर रहा है, और एक जने को तो उपदेश दे रहा है, उपदेशक बन रहा है, गुरु आचार्य बन रहा है, तो क्या होगा इसके परिणाम? ये दुराचार नहीं है, हैं भाई बंधु माता पिता जो पढ़ाया लिखाया खिलाया पिलाया बड़ा किया सबको छोड़ के समझ ये लोग साधु बन गए हैं, और ये लोग मर रहे हैं, तो अब ये इसके क्या होगा? जो भजन होगा भगवान कृपा करेंगे इनको, ये भगवान को भजन करने के लिए आए। गुरुदेव ने पूर्व पक्ष उठाया, उठा करके कहते हैं देखो ये तो अनन्य हो गया और ये कितना दुराचार दिखाई दे रहा है। अच्छा यहाँ तो कि यदि स्त्री आ गए तो बात करना दूर रहे, तिमिक्रम महाराज कहते हैं इसको कैसे तेल उबलते मैं डाल लूँगी, बोले तुम मैं माचिस का रख दूँगा। वो उपवास कर करके एक महीना मर गई, बोले मरेगी तो काल मरेगी तो आज मर अभी मर कोई बात नहीं। और वो तो ऐसे हैं और जिससे महाराज अपने लिए माँ बाप को भाई बंधु सबको छोड़ छाड़ करके बच्चे बच्चे स्त्री पुत्र सब छोड़ जा रहे साधु बन गया। तो ये क्या है, दुराचार है कि क्या है? और इसके बाद सुनिए क्या होगा, जिसके लिए कोई छप्पे छप्पे पर मर रहा है कुछ कर रहा है, तो कहते इनको भगवान कृपा करेंगे क्या क्या होगा? तो और उधर में आखिरी में जाते जाते दिखाई दे रहा है कि इसका गुरुजी बोलते हैं देखो प्रतिश्रुतान भातृबान्धव अति विलिंग गति अन्य अच्युतागता सजन आर्यपतन तो इत्या भेजे मुकुंद पद श्रुति भी नहीं किया। छोटे छोटे बच्चे हैं अभी दूध पिला रहे थे, छोड़ के भागते लस्सी बना रहे छोड़ दिया, कोई वो कर रहा है दलिया बना रहा है, पति की सेवा कर रहे हैं, गाय के दूध काट रहे हैं, छोड़ के भागते। तो इन लोगों ने तो सबसे बड़ा स्वधर्म आर्यपद सब कुछ तिलांजलि दे दिया भगवान के लिए। तो ये क्या अधर्म नहीं है, दुराचार नहीं है ना? ऐसे दुराचार है किंतु भगवान कहते हैं इन लोगों को हनुमान क्योंकि इन्हें गरीब कार्य सब कुछ कर डाला। रात के 12 बजे आधी रात को भगवान अपने घरवार को छोड़ करके पति पुत्र को छोड़ करके काम धाम छोड़ करके और सब लोग भाग रहे हैं, तो ये कौन सा नहीं है, कौन सा पवित्र होता है? इसके लिए इसके ऊपर में विचार करके तब समझना चाहिए अन्यता क्या है। यदि अनन्यता है अनन्य ममता विष्णु ममता प्रेमता भी है, जहाँ अनन्यता है वो अनन्यता ही ममता उनको खींच के ले जाएगा। और ये बाहर जो तैग दिया ये दुराचार दिखता है क्योंकि दुराचार नहीं है, ये अच्छा ही किया है, भगवान ने सब कुछ किया तो अच्छा किया है, क्योंकि जो अपने लिए करता तो ये बड़ा महान दुराचार है, तो ये तो प्रभु के लिए किया था। इससे ये विचार को देखना पड़ेगा, एक तरफ अनन्यता कितनी दृढ़ है, ममता कितना दृढ़ है, उसके आगे भी जब छोड़ दिया तो दुराचार नहीं है, नहीं तो वही कोई भी ऐसे काम करेगा कि किसी को बच्चे उठा के ले आया फिर नफ्स दोस्त हो गया दोस्त हो जाएगा जीव जन्मान हो जाएगा। किंतु साधु लोग कितने लोगों को उठा उठा कर ले आता है, लड़की लड़का दुनिया उठा कर लाता है और अपने पास लेता है, घुमाता है रख देता है अपने पास तो कब्जा कर लेता है, तो उनको तो भगवान भी दंड नहीं देते, दुनिया भी कुछ बोल नहीं पाता है। इसलिए पवित्रता अपवित्र क्या है, दुराचार सुरत और सदाचार क्या है, इसका ज्ञान होना चाहिए, तब कभी दोष गलत बोलेगा नहीं और भक्ति प्राप्त करेगा, अपना अनन्यता में प्रतिष्ठित रहता है।
Mm-hmm. there was one person in Madura that he, or somewhere, he left his wife, he left his children, he left his old mother and father were depending on him. And he took sannyas and he started preaching everywhere and speaking so many different instructions. But then he see his mother and father, they no one to take care of them, they became paralyzed, they died slowly, slowly, horrible deaths. And the wife, she became all ill and she was no one able to maintain her. The children were roaming on the street and the whole family, everything was completely destroyed. But God, he says, why is this? This is not Durasan. Why? You can see on this hand, why? How is this acceptable? Then we can see also like to become Gosain Maharaj. We can see that how his wife came to him, said that, oh, I am going to give up my life. And he said, oh, what you should do tomorrow, do just today. What you should do today, just do now. So I'll bring the kerosene, then I'll provide the matches. You bring the kerosene, I'll provide the matches. And then she actually stayed for 1 month, she fasted herself to death. She never left and she fasted herself, and after 1 month she died. And then Gurudev also, we can see, why two small little babies, left everything and came renounced. So we can see on one hand, oh, this looks like great durachar. So, not acceptable. But you can see that everything they're doing for Bhagavan's pleasure.
Gopis.
Or the gopis. Then you can see the Braj gopis. The main example, the gopis in the middle of the night, just to call them, take their flute, everything they left. So, Patisutanvaya, Bharti, Mandava, all the different relations they give up. Ya, Dustata, Arya, Pantam, Jadipta, Vajra, Mukunda, Parinthi, Vimdriyam. All their ties, material ties, their dharma, their chastity, everything they give up for Krishna's happiness. So, this is a great durachar. And Vaishnava gave a nice example that, you see, if someone were to come in here, I'll go to the street, some house or temple, pick up someone and kidnap that child. Then what would happen? The police would come and arrest, it'd be a big case, and you'd go to jail, everything. But the sadhus, they're preaching everywhere, and they're stealing all so many souls, so many people, and bringing them here to Vrindavan, keeping them in their ashram. But Krishna doesn't punish the sadhus, and no one else has said anything. It's going on. Why? Because everything they're doing is for Krishna's happiness. In the Bhagavatam, Buddha, he said that, Kwe Mastriya, Vanachari, Vyabachari, Dushta, Krishna Kachaisa Paramatmani Ruddha Bhavai. That these gopis, they are Vyabachari Dushta. Their character is like contaminated due to Vyabachar. They are doing wrong. They have left their husband there with Krishna. But Krishna Kachaisa Paramatmani Ruddha Bhavai. But in reality, they have this Ruddha Bhavai, Ruddha Bhav, this Mahabhav for Sri Krishna. They are the highest love. Therefore, it's not Vyabachari. It's only externally it's seen. That the sadhus, the sannyasi who left his family, he did everything for Krishna's happiness. Therefore, Krishna is saying that anyone who takes shelter of me, saranam maam ekam saranam maja aham tam sarapavim moksha isami maamcha. I take the burden of that. Everything they're doing is for Krishna's happiness. That we have to consider is the main thing. Whether they are like the gopis, they did everything for Krishna's pleasure. The sadhus, what they're doing, everything for Krishna's pleasure. Then it cannot be considered to be vyabhachara. It cannot be considered to be dushtachara. But if it's not done for Krishna's pleasure, it's only for your own pleasure, then it is. Then you have to suffer the results of that, suffer the reaction of that. And that is not unacceptable. By starting this way, they're giving these beautiful examples and they're clarifying everything. Bodhmanande Hari Hari Bodh.